in up to me. And I had the energy, we went down a little bit. I said, are we ready to kick off tonight? There you go. Let's get started with the very first act of the evening. Please welcome to the stage, Serge Gutman.
Thank you.
please welcome Cheryl Lane singing All of Me.
And
Zachary Flansberry.
J'étais salé dans le meilleur des fauteuils, je sais que tu seras confortable. T'inquiète pour les menottes et le harnais, c'est pour éviter que tu te fasses du mal. Et sur ta tête, comment vont les lunettes? Raconte-moi ce que tu vois. Tu demandes probablement si ta mère dans cette âme. Un plus grand débat, tu es dans un cinéma, rien. Ça sera pesant que brûler des insectes avec une loupe et le soleil. C'est toi! Ce palace, les crasses. Et quand tu découvriras les pires rues de ta race, n'oublie pas, n'oublie pas.
Spoken word. Please welcome to the stage, Glenn Knorr.
How are we? Buenas tardes. Buenas noches. No, no, no. No es tiempo para dormir, señor. Did I say that right? I hope so. Public service announcement. Please close your cell phones if you haven't already done so. For the performers. And it's a change from last year. I'm not going to sing for you. I'm going to operate a mic stand. Okay. So I decided to do a little different this year. I'm going to do a... what's called a slam or spoken word thing, which is kind of like poetry, but rhyming, but maybe a little bit more in your face. So don't worry, it's okay. It's still a wonderful world, for those of you who were here last year. And there's something about the slam thing too. It's when you find something interesting or that you like, usually they do this kind of thing on the table, right? If you go to a slam concert or whatever they call them, you applaud by hitting the table as it's happening, okay? But it tends to make noise for the performer. So tonight, if you find something that you like that I say, or you know that I don't, whatever, just kind of shake your hand like this, okay? Pretend that you're clapping for the deaf, if you guys know what I mean, right? You shake your hand. So if you hear something, you're like, wow, that was great, okay? Or that was not so great. Okay, you got it, here we go. So this one is called I Forgot the First Line, because when I was writing it, I was so inspired that I went to write it down and I actually couldn't remember the first line. So here's the first line. Rest. Rest. The subject of not being able to give our best, I have not left the rest to manifest. I did my part of playing victim from the start and realized my mistake a day before too late and changed what I was for what I now does. Does time have any bearing on our perception as surprise? If you had to think about that, then the answer is yes, please realize. For every life must choose their quest by questioning everything, lest they fall prey to accepting less than to be divinely blessed. We stumble upon reason and trip out the dog, falling flat on our quantum face, flat on our 3D space. What treason did reason dole out on our collective consciousness, and what season without reason was withheld from our awareness? As relativity gains our definitions and pains, the field of context can do no else but reflect. Can do no else but reflect our decisions about ourselves and all that that contains. To know this as basis for the universe's status is to know that static collects in the addict, and stasis is faceless in the races and spaces of our tastes. Oh yeah, thank you. Hang on. For every life, a beauty here. Beholder, beware, the trend is near. They will attempt to get you outside of what you once knew through tactics of fear. Once they've convinced you since, a plan is birthed on your very own skins. Don't believe me? Hey, whoa, don't believe me. Read the doctrines. Personal self-love will be tried at the stake. You will be taught that there is not but that which you've been taught. Once they're in mind state, they attempt to clear slate by removing any perception of any higher traits that we all have as we, by the way. When we consider each me as a we, each and every day, instead of actualizing a pattern of repetitive fates by memorizing dates. By memorizing dates, and using only scientific fences and gates and how mathematics supposedly relates. It is truth that other perspectives exist, and that I don't have to choose them as proof positive of mine. But yet, I've seen myself take this stance of separateness as belief on my list about who I choose I am as I perceive myself through time. Once I gets this far, no longer stuck in the tar of a devised reality emanating in its totality, a fake power of force and way of what to think, then at this point time tells of the clamor-crushed bells being as resonant as ever was, and the ego eye dissolves into stillness and become everything, and everything everyone does. You slip from your mind into infinite space. Rest. And you begin to see how the hasty perception of wasted time is really its own waste. And life defines anew in the only way you would have not considered it to displace. In this place of graced space, so self-aware of always leaving a sacred trace. Keep faith, keep pace, and thou shalt not be disgraced. Thank you.
You
welcome to the stage, Massimo Venturino.
Escalator standing still when he heard a woman play her acoustic guitar on the platform near the trains. And as she spilled her romantic sounds into the air, reminded him of something out of a film where the lead actor had only some time to live and was using these days to enjoy all that remains. And it felt to him like the most angelic moment that he could ever touch, alone in a crowded metro, yet connected to everyone. Yet connected to everyone, alone in a crowded metro. Yet connected to everyone. And in this drama, the lead had a trauma, and this trauma would be everlasting. No adjustments could be made. We knew by the end he would be dead. Now we slip.
I think I sang the second verse twice, so I'm gonna start again.
Cassandra coordinates all the small details to fit her schedule as an Asian woman cries at the other end of the train. And it reminds her the meaning to her own life, where it gets too heavy to hold. The weight is too much. Yeah, the weight is too much. Train witness to all this undercover subtle pain. A man of wisdom whispers into my ears. And he says, it's all a series of moments, kid, don't you get it? And I told him, what if all they are our shit? What if all they are our shit? What if all they are our shit? What if all they are? My friend, I know what it is. He seems sure, but I had no trust in anyone. I had no trust in anyone. If I had some trust in myself, I think I would be a little less afraid. Oh, how goddamn easy it is to say. Oh, how damn easy it is to. So down your beer and toss back those pills, cause that's all you can do when you're fine and dandy. And nothing goes your way, so everyone's just out at hip hip hooray. Cause everyone is just fine and dandy, and everything is just fine and dandy. And everyone is just fine and dandy, and everything is just fine and dandy. I lost my friends to a game of tug of war. It was me on one side and whoever that looked more on the other. You pretend to ask me how I am, cause you know that I just say that I'm fine and dandy. And at the top of a mountain, you will see your name. sitting at the bottom of the ocean. Your soul will lay, and at the top of a mountain, you will see your name. And at the bottom of the ocean, your soul will lay. Is that what you call a getaway? Tell me what you got away with, cause I've seen more spine and jellyfish. Seen more hearts than 11-year-old. Is that what you call a getaway? Tell me what you got away with, cause I've seen more spine and jellyfish. I've seen more hearts than 11-year-old kids.